story is told of a young boy who enjoys singing hymns in church. Like threw up the line, the lifeline, and let the lower lines be burning, because they showed on the screen images of danger at sea, so that people in church would know their spiritual responsibility to others. Right away, he knew that Christ had called him to be a witness. He understood that then that he should not be afraid or ashamed to live for Christ, because a secret Christian is like a light hidden instead of shining open where it can help others. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as I bring forth your word to your people, Lord, please guide and protect me. Keep me safe, Lord. Amen, I pray. Amen. Our theme for today is Guided by the Great Example. I accept the call of Christ to mother his character through love, commitment, and sacrifice. Amen. The message for today is entitled The Call of Christ. To accept the call of Christ, like the disciples, is to make a right about turn. The disciples were fishermen. Matthew 4:18-20 says, And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Jesus called them, and they accepted, leaving everything behind, and followed him. Today, we should do likewise. Fellow adventurers, eager beavers, pathfinders, brethren, and friends, Jesus has set the example, so then it is not impossible for us. Matthew 19:26 says, But Jesus beheld them. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. I said, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. Jesus calls us to model his character to those around us by our love for our friends and neighbors. He also wants us to be kind and compassionate. Being called by Christ, we must show commitment and be willing to make sacrifices. Christ sacrificed his life on the cross for us. I said Christ sacrificed his life on the cross for us. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Apostle Paul also showed commitment and made great sacrifices, all for the cause of Christ. Are we willing to do the same? Matthew 5:16 says, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. As youth, let us let our light shine wherever we go. Be outstanding in everything that we do. Amen. Let us think royal, speak royal, act royal, look royal, because we are God's special people. Amen. Our scripture for this morning was 1 Timothy 4:12, and it says, Let no man despise thy youth. I said, Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. For we are special and royal in his sight. We are leaders and not followers. We are the tail. What more do you want Jesus to do?
Amen. What more do you want him to do? To prove that he loves you, he do, he die on the cross to save us all. What more do you want him to do? To prove that he loves you, he do, he die on the cross to save us all. What more do you want him to do?
My friends, what more do you want Jesus to do? As I close, let us remember our team, gathered by the great example. I accept the call of Christ to model his character through love, commitment, and sacrifice. Amen.